All right, so yesterday we hung out at the arena, and you were saying off camera, we actually talked a little bit about the training that you had for speaking on camera. What was that like? Like, how often did you get trained? When did you start getting trained? Who trained you? What was that?
They actually hired a company, I believe it was out of Cleveland, but my freshman year, as soon as we came in, they just took me in a room, the whole team, and we did mock interviews. We got to interview each other and just gave you, a list of the do's and don'ts and what words to use, what words not to use, and how not to get yourself in trouble. You know, making those statements and get, locker room material, all that good stuff. So it's hard for me to get out of that. I'm a very, easygoing person, but I'm like a blank sheet when it comes to interviews.
Obviously don't swear. Obviously don't trash talk the team. But what was something that might surprise somebody about what you should or shouldn't say?
Not giving up too much insight on your own team was a big thing,
Okay.
I think that's, some of our coaches' stuff, too.
Right, right. Here with Bill Henniger. Is that how you say it?
Henniger? Yes.
Henniger.
Henniger.
Henniger. At Rogue Fitness. And we've got your warehouse here.
Yeah, this is the Rogue Factory store. Right now we've got a lot of the inventory cleared out so that we can hold the cert. And then we've got one of our pull-up bars here in the center. Our fabrication team made this. Ian McLean, he's the lead guy on all of our fabrication. He does this and our rings.
Now, you said that a lot of it's cleared out because of the cert. What does it normally look like in here?
Well, normally this area over here is full of more rowers, bumpers, bars, all that good stuff, basically everything that CrossFit gyms use. They've been a CrossFit affiliate since October of 2006. I went out to Santa Cruz for a cert in May of 2006 and just looked around at the people and decided that it was something that I'd like to try. Started out in my garage, and then we went to the parks down here in Columbus. Started there, and then we got this box started, and then this has been sort of an afterthought. We thought, well, no one's really taken all the different niche manufacturers and put them into one place, and so we built a website in June of 2007, and then from there we just retooled our website recently, and we're in the warehousing and manufacturing business now. So
Katie shared with us a little bit of romantic involvement.
Oh, yeah?
So you're sleeping with the boss?
Pretty much. No, we have a good thing going, it's one of those things where you never expect to meet someone, you're not looking for it, and we have a great thing going, and hopefully it keeps going the way it does.
That's awesome. How'd you guys first meet? Was it at Rogue or was it somewhere else?
Yeah, let me tell you about my first meeting with Bill. It was nice. I walked in, I was working in another fitness place at the time, and went in with the two coaches that I worked with, and first workout there, I'd already done a few main side wads and walked in and killed the workout. It was a bear complex and some ball slams, and beat everyone that he had in there. And the other guy, Troy, that works with him, was all Katie, it's awesome. And I said, Bill, where can I sign up? And he goes, it's on the internet. I was like, oh, that's how we're gonna play. All right, I'll be back.
Her first day that she came in here. And normally we kind of have a stand on the porch type thing here at Rogue where, if you really want to do it, then you're going to put a little homework into it and you're going to figure out how to sign up and, get to know us. It's your job to get to know us more than it. But, that was when we first started and we were a little bit rough around the edges. But she came in and she asked where to sign up, and I kind of pointed to the website. And I think she may have taken it a little bit wrong, but it was just kind of our way of saying to go there. But obviously we didn't know Katie then. And she turned out to be, a great person, so, yeah.
Here we are at center stage, right? The court's not down now because of the AC/DC concert. So where are we relative to where the court would be?
Actually, this tunnel right here, this is where, we ran out for all our games. So we'd come out right here, and the court would be right over here to my left, right in the, just basically in the center of all this. And then the bleachers come out here, so.
How many people does this place hold?
17,300, I believe.
Were they ever screaming, Katie, Katie?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool feeling. We sold this place out my last game here, my senior year, and it was the most incredible feeling I've ever had.
Does it feel different now than it did before? Like, do you still get the butterfly when you walk in here?
Yeah, it's difficult to explain to someone who's never been through it or someone who hasn't been here, but you get that same feeling because I still come in, you know, the same door I came in when I played, and just the crowd starting to cheer. You hear the fight song and all that good stuff, the cheerleaders. I don't think that feeling ever goes away, but you're just sitting in the stands now. Yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's peaceful up here.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of all that commotion down there, so when you come up, if we came up here before the game, get your thoughts together, go home and take a nap.
So you'd come up here before a game?
Mm-hmm. We used to eat pregame in like the level below this. So come up here, take about 10 minutes, just figure out what we need to do for the day, and go home and take a nap.
Would you come home? Would you come up by yourself or with the team or with just a friend? Or?
Oh, no, I usually come up by myself. I like to like get my own thoughts together and then go deal with everything else.
And how many years did you play for Ohio?
I played here for 5 years. I took a victory tour. I got injured my sophomore year.
And tell me about that sophomore year. When did you come here to Ohio State? What year?
Freshman year was 2000. Ended up graduating in 2005. I broke my leg my freshman year, played 17 games, and broke my foot and had knee surgery my sophomore year and redshirted. So.
Leadership, something that's near and dear to me. It's certainly an art, not a science. Tell me how that leadership role came out on the court and as you as a basketball player?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me is I'm outspoken, but I like to lead by example. Mm. I'm going to work my ass off, you know, and people pick up on that. I'm going to go dive for a ball in practice, you know. It's not just in the games that's going to happen. So I like to lead by example, but I also like to have a good time, you know, going smacking someone on the back, just, you know, making them laugh. If they're stressed out, having a hard time during the game, make a light moment of it. Yeah, it's serious, but we're here to have fun. Like, that's the biggest thing. Go out there, play, have fun, and try to keep everybody loose.
As a measure of strength, I think the game that after she lost her brother, I think she came out and hit 6 or 7 threes, had a great game, 20-plus points, I think it was. I think that shows immeasurable strength and her as a character, as a person, just a strong person. So I think that...
no question who that game was going for. Yeah.
She had great strength and showed just poured her heart out for her brother.
Now tell me, from college, where'd you go to there?
I ended up going and play in the WNBA with Charlotte for basically a summer and a half. You're getting paid to play. That's your job. So people, you know, there's not you're not as close. You're not like a family like we were here. But it was still a great thing, you know, getting paid to play the thing that you love to do. And, you know, you go practice 3 hours a day and you're done for the day. But it was a great experience. I love Charlotte. I loved every bit of it. Still miss it. Probably will until the day I die. My second year there, I broke my foot, had a pin put in it, and decided it was time to hang it up. And that's kind of when I found CrossFit, and here we are.